It was very special, even for myself personally, and also to, I suppose, represent the Irish Coast Guard at the Killybegs units level and also nationwide as well, along with my colleagues in the Coast Guard and Northern Ireland. They even had, I suppose, different contrasts, you know, in terms of Bernard Lucas's story, which is possibly, if not the worst story that the Coast Guard has to tell, and also, I suppose, from our end of it, other units with happy endings in terms of call-outs and different jobs we do in that. So it was a good view of the entire spectrum of the organisation.
And it also recognised how important within the community the Coast Guard and the RNLI is and how it helps the community as a whole.
Yeah, I would like to think that the Late Late Show has put the message out there that this is what the Coast Guard do, you know, in terms of search and operations and the boating aspect of things, and also the cliff rescue system as well. But I just very much enjoyed telling the story and that. As I said in the Late Late Show, like, the community is at the heart of nearly everything we do. If it wasn't for them, it would really make our job a lot more difficult to do. You know, when it comes to a search, when you're faced with one search I particularly remember is in Carrick, and we were faced with about 300 locals. So it becomes, it's a thing that you're not prepared for really at the time, but you get on with it and you deal with it as best you can with the amount of locals to put them, you know, out into areas and not to search. And like, their health and safety is paramount as well. Like, you know, I meant to sort of get the point across on Friday night that there was a member here before, the former officer in charge, Arthur Key, said it to me about 2 years until when I came here. He says his main objective every time we went out, whether it was training or call out, was to have each and every one of us back at our dinner tables every evening that we were out. So that was his main objective. And with the new officer in charge, Michael Love, having taken over and I'm in as his deputy officer, we will carry that thoughts along and hopefully continue to do so in the future.